Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Begin today with the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. The Category 3 megastorm slammed Florida late Wednesday night, bringing 18 inches of rain, 115 mile per hour winds, over 100 tornado warnings, and extensive devastation. At least 14 people have been confirmed dead. Several areas remain under a flood risk this morning, while over 2.5 million are without power.
Yeah, we're learning more about, you know, what has happened. And NBC did a pretty good job. They sent Lester Holt down after the storm to Siesta Key.
We traveled to Siesta Key, the barrier island where Milton made landfall. I was with him as he returned on the ground for the first time since the storm. As we drove onto the island, we found downed trees and flooded streets.
Have you seen a lot of flooding like what we're looking at here?
Yes, and as you go further and further north on the barrier islands, because it's a little lower down there, the water depth is a little worse.
Yeah, one of the things that we heard yesterday from the governor is that it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it was still pretty awful, and I think that's confirmed by the police chief in Siesta Key.
Siesta Key was largely spared.
We just drove through these flooded neighborhoods and trees down. Were you anticipating it would be worse than that?
We were. By the grace of God, the predictions and what we had planned for did not come to fruition. But obviously, if you are a resident or business owner out here, I don't want to minimize it. This is very impactful to the community. But it could have been much, much, much worse.
Lucky is not to be confused with untouched. This is Siesta Key, where the eye of the storm first came ashore. Many of the homes in this community are totally surrounded by water hours after the storm's landfall.
Of course, the tornadoes. We've got a death toll that is now, depending on which source you listen to, either 14 or 17. We're, of course, still out searching. There's been hundreds of rescues. Time only will tell how big the number is on the repair costs and the recovery costs. I thought ABC actually last night during the 10 o'clock news did a pretty good summary of the general damage and some of the things that are still being experienced.
Hurricane Milton cut a path of destruction through Florida, carrying boats ashore, toppling 18-wheelers, and destroying homes. But the greatest tragedy seems to have taken place in St. Lucie County, about 150 miles from landfall, where multiple tornadoes ravaged the area.
Tornadoes on the ground ripping through our county in a northern direction, leaving hundreds of homes devastated, completely totaled. And it unfortunately struck a retirement community that was mainly modular homes, where we did have loss of life.
Volusia County extending a curfew overnight Thursday.
Please, this is not the time for our citizens and our visitors here to Volusia County to be out on the roads.
While many residents are eager to get back home, gas shortages are still an issue, with nearly 1 in 5 stations running dry during evacuations. Ships and tankers are working to refill those stations in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, you don't need me to tell you, if you've lived here a long time, you know how bad it really is for that area. And, you know, of course, what's going to happen is, now that the storm has passed and the person in the windbreaker and the 14-mile-an-hour wind isn't able to stand on TV and look scared, national news is going to move on, right? National news is going to move on. We will continue to pay attention. It won't be sort of the only thing that we talk about, but we're going to be dealing with this for years. The rebuild effort is going to take years, even though airports and Disney are back open today. And, you know, this is a major thing for our neighbors to the east, which, of course, affects our whole state, affects our budget, affects, you know, insurance rates and all of that. So horrible, horrible storm. 6:13 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Saw something yesterday that just caught me by surprise because I hadn't realized that it had gotten to this point. But, you know, there's still a war in Russia and in Ukraine, right? Like, they're still fighting at this moment. And, you know, every day is a struggle for the Ukrainians to stay alive against the Russians. But the loss of Russian life from this, holy smokes. More than 600,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded as a result of this invasion. Senior U.S. defense officials told this is Defense One. Since it's a year and a half, like February of, two and a half years, since February of 2022. 600,000, holy smokes, man. When you try to think about that, Russia has lost more than 2/3 of its tanks. And it started supplying Soviet-era stocks back, you know, drawing back to World War II, some of its stuff to use in this fight. So, man, just the ambitions of a man, you know, have led to, and that's, of course, not even talking about the Ukrainian side, but what's happened on the Russian side. It's just, it's unbelievable. 614 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need plumbing or air conditioning or heating or electrical work done anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden will take care of you with professional service, installation done right the first time, good quality products. They stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been expanding ever since they started 55 years ago. Panama City to, you know, of course, into Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field, all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Mobile, actually, this year. Last year they went to Baldwin County, this year to Mobile. So they're all along the Gulf Coast. And those things all kind of hang together, you know, the home repair kind of cluster of heating, air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing. They will take care of you right now. They've got $1,000 off any in-stock air conditioning system. So, yeah, you know, if you got to replace your AC, it's bad, it's expensive. But you can get $1,000 off right now if the one you want is one they have in stock. And they want to remind you to service your AC system for the fall. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Who got canceled? DeSantis? A Brazilian influencer? We'll see. Coming up next in the Transgressors Memorial Service, or as you like to think of it, the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, your expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Although, and we must be honest about this, we can't even remember how many times we've had to cancel this particular enemy of wokeness. In the most current case, DeSantis has earned excommunication due to negative comments he made regarding electric vehicles in the preparation for Hurricane Milton.
If you have an electrical vehicle, just remember that if you have saltwater intrusion, particularly with storm surge, it can catch on fire, and that creates a major fire hazard, and it puts your home, if it's in a garage in your home, it puts your home in jeopardy of burning down.
No, you can't tell people that EVs will burn down their houses. He even told them that they needed to move their EVs out of the path of the storm surge.
Sure, but if you have an electric vehicle that you're getting it out of the range of any storm surge, get it to higher ground.
Oh, dear brethren, this will not do at all. All the hard work we've done pretending that EVs are wonderful and have no flaws, going up in sparks like a burning Tesla. All you could have predicted. As you could have predicted, the gas lovers and the climate deniers have seized on these comments to ridicule electric vehicles, including Dear Leader Biden's push for an EV mandate, by sarcastically noting that it's maybe not the best idea to require coastal communities to convert to vehicles that blow up 2 to 3 days after suffering saltwater intrusion. Of course we know this is a real problem. We've seen the impossible task of extinguishing flaming EVs to the point that firefighters sometimes just bury them in the ground until they go out. But talking publicly about it like this will do nothing but alarm short-sighted car purchasers in coastal communities and scare them off making the greenest of choices with their automobiles. In the grand scheme of things, what does it matter if a dozen or even 100 homes burn to the ground due to EV spontaneous combustion compared with saving the planet from burning itself to the ground because of climate change? Stopping the global climate apocalypse is far more important than avoiding a few home-destroying unquenchable lithium-ion battery fires. This is just as bad as when misguided reporters note that cobalt, a key ingredient in lithium-ion batteries, is mined by children in slave labor conditions. What's a little child's slavery in comparison with saving the planet? The needs of the many far outweigh the needs of 40,000 10-year-olds in the Congo. And if we can ignore the plight of these children, we can certainly ignore a few random Florida garage fires. Florida itself is already such a raging dumpster fire. What's the difference with adding a few EVs to the inferno? Woe unto all who offend. Second, 36-year-old Brazilian influencer and model Sue Ellen Carey for getting divorced from herself. For those of you who don't remember this story from last year, the social media star with 400,000 followers on Instagram made headlines when she announced her decision to forsake the traditional norm of marrying another person in favor of seeking companionship and nurture, support, and fidelity from someone she could really build a life with herself. Labeling this profound commitment to self-love as sologamy or sologamy, as compared with monogamy or polygamy, she dove right into all the self-love she could endure. After a truly dazzling display of convention bending, which we adore, Sue Ellen sadly discovered that she really wasn't cut out for the independence of self-marriage, which she says turned out to be a lot more demanding than she'd imagined. She was unable to live up to her own high expectations for herself, which left her often feeling exhausted, lonely, and underappreciated. After 10 sessions at couples therapy, with herself and herself openly navigating their challenges and what a separation might mean, she decided she was no longer willing to remain faithful to herself. So rather than cheat on herself or ask for a trial separation or even consider trying an open sologamy, she has simply filed for divorce. Now, we certainly sympathize with Miss Carey, who incidentally did not change her name in the marriage, and we realize she is only doing what is best for herself. But the problem here is she's brought ridicule upon what we believe to be a completely viable alternative lifestyle, thus diminishing the entire holy acronym string and making it harder for sologamists everywhere to receive the acceptance and inclusion they so obviously deserve. By divorcing herself, Sue Ellen has made it seem as if self-mating, or the SM in LGBTQ2SIA-SM, not to be confused with sadomasochism, another equally viable SM, is not a genuine alternative. Sadly, this selfish act of splitting up with herself makes it seem like auto-betrothal itself is to blame, almost as if unigamy, or selfing, or me-spousing, or flying solo in a plane built for two is somehow less inadequate or inferior to other more traditional forms of conjugal bliss. So for bringing disrepute upon the bonds of holy self-amony, and thereby undermining the general cause of advancing our pansexual anything other than traditional marriageism, Sue Ellen Carey, we cast both you and your ex-wife, Sue Ellen Carey, out of the fold of eternal love and compassion, thus forever untying the knot between yourselves and us. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, let us all take a moment to celebrate the unity being demonstrated across all professional sports with the hashtag Time Out Against Hate campaign. This first-of-its-kind educational crusade... This first-of-its-kind educational operation has brought together the leaders of Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, it is too a real sport, the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, the NHL, the National Women's Soccer League, also a real sport, and NASCAR, to create ads that will air during broadcasts of all these sports, some of which obviously are never actually shown on television, to encourage Americans to take a timeout on hate. Since, as the campaign will declare, hate is winning, viewers will be encouraged to simply and profoundly make the T sign of a timeout signal with their hands whenever they encounter any form of hate, from anti-Semitism to anti-blackism to anti-acronymism to anti-womanism to anti-Islamism, not against anti-whiteism, anti-manism, or anti-Christianism, obviously. Just think of all the years we had to live with this hatred when we could have just been making the timeout gesture at the haters. So many wasted centuries when such a simple approach could have averted so much tragedy. Just as a team that's losing a game calls a timeout to change the momentum, we as a society can take a timeout on being racists until, one can speculate, it's safe to resume being racist again? Now, of course, I admit, along with the critics of this new plan, that it won't actually do anything. But that's not the point. The point is for us to feel good about our show of pretending to want to solve the issue. That's what really matters. Obviously, since we believe racism is at the very heart of every modern American institution, including professional sports, we're well aware that these racist sports barons are not going to voluntarily do anything that eviscerates their power by actually tackling the racism at the base of it. So the very fact all these leaders are willing to do this must mean it's meaningless. But we can pretend. We can feel good. We can make the timeout symbol together and imagine in our heads the flutes and the tambourines playing in our fantasy sports field of inclusion daffodils and heart-shaped finger lilies. So good for you, professional sports, for finally using your power, not for good itself, but to at least give us the feel-good illusion of thinking we're doing something that matters. Virtue signaling at its very finest. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by G-Wiz, the makers of high-potency electrolyte replacement vitamin drinks made exclusively from filtered and recirculated urine. Taking a lesson from preppers and survivalists, the chemists at G-Wiz realized that so many vitamins and nutrients are shed while talking to a man about a horse that repurposing all that reclaimed human effluent could be a delightfully flavorful natural alternative to Gatorade and help mitigate the aquifer depletion crisis the world may soon face. Now available in refreshing tangerine, tangy lemon-lime, and unsweetened original flavor. Gee whiz, you can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I've lost the co-workers. John Pickens, can you do a traffic report? Are you able?
Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110. Dang year. I mean, come on. I-10-110 looking good. There's no delays to let you know about. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
David Wayne, in between sips of unsweetened original flavor Gee Whiz, can you tell us about any of the news?
Well, Gee Whiz. Tampa International Airport is reopening today.
We sustained some damage to the airport, albeit more cosmetic damage. We dodged a bullet with this storm. We didn't get the storm surge that we were initially expecting to get.
And that'll reopen here in the next hour. One person has died after a tour group at a Colorado mine got stuck in an elevator that malfunctioned. That happened at Cripple Creek. 23 people were trapped 500 to 1,000 feet underground. And an investigation still going on there. And one quick happy news note, Donald Trump shared some family news yesterday. He's going to have another grandchild soon. His 30-year-old daughter, Tiffany Trump, is pregnant.
All right.
And it'll be his 11th grandchild.
Very cool. By the way, from the Transgressors, the 10 episodes of Couples Therapy, that's actually a real part of that true story.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Hurricane Milton death toll is at least 17 now, with flooding and damage from coast to coast in Florida.
That number could go up as first responders start reaching some of the most devastated spots. Many of those people dying in the Florida city of Fort Pierce, just one of the areas hit by tornadoes that formed during Hurricane Milton. Witnesses reported hearing wind gusts pick up and they could feel the drop in pressure. Then they started seeing roofs being ripped off and could hear the sound of windows breaking.
Fox's Jeff Paul, 2.5 million homes and businesses without power. Two workers are killed. 35 others need medical treatment in a hydrogen sulfide leak at a Deer Park, Texas oil refinery. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the danger is isolated to the plant.
We just haven't been able to actually make entry into the unit itself because, again, it's dynamic. We want to make sure that we render the area safe.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees and clear skies this morning here in Pensacola. Two teen brothers have been arrested for a murder near Fairfield Drive earlier this month. Deputies say the teens followed Walter McQueen Dukes to a home after a minor car accident October 2nd, then shot him several times. 16-year-old Andre Harley and 18-year-old Anthony Harley were arrested at their home in Santa Rosa County. They're charged with homicide and tampering with evidence. Investigators believe they burned their clothing and tried to burn their gun magazines after that crime. Well, thanks to forensic evidence, a Pensacola man is now facing charges for two murders that happened back in 2023. 23-year-old Jerhan Porter was indicted last month on charges for the murders of Marvis Bedgood Jr. and Billy Frank Slayton. Bedgood's body was found with numerous gunshot wounds in the clay pits on Wagner Road earlier this year. Investigators say bullets from his body matched guns seized from Porter's home. Investigators also say an inmate at the Escambia County Jail that shared a cell with Porter said he admitted to that killing as part of his gang activity. Slayton's body was also found near the clay pits in a homeless camp. Bullets from his body also matched Porter's guns. He now faces charges for two counts of premeditated first-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and possession of a firearm by a convicted delinquent. Pensacola police say they're still looking for information that could lead them to a suspect in that bank robbery at the Pan Air Credit Union on Airport. The suspect was described as a white or Hispanic male who entered the building wearing a face mask.
From what I understand, a weapon was not displayed.
Okay.
But when they threaten to use a weapon, it's the same thing. They may as well have it.
And PPD spokesperson Mike Wood there telling News Radio that they're asking anybody with information on that case to contact them or to call Crime Stoppers if they would like to stay anonymous. The IRS is now vowing to expedite $10 billion in delayed pandemic aid to businesses that have been hit by recent hurricanes.
The agency said Thursday that 400,000 claims are now being processed for eligible business owners who applied for tax refunds under the Employee Retention Credit Program that was signed into law by former President Trump during the COVID pandemic. The IRS didn't offer a timeline, but said it was accelerating work on those claims. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Hurricane Milton partially responsible for four deaths in Volusia County. The sheriff's office there announcing those last night. They were caused by trees falling on homes. A 79-year-old woman in Ormond Beach and a 54-year-old woman in Port Orange were killed. The other two deaths were medical events. One happened while they were boarding up before the storm. The other, a medical event during the storm, and conditions prevented EMS from responding. An emergency crew has been busy. They're credited with saving hundreds of lives in the state since Hurricane Milton made landfall. Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that urban search and rescue teams and the Florida National Guard so far had saved over 100 people and 18 animals. Also, as of yesterday, over 80,000 people were staying in shelters across the state, and crews are still out restoring power. As of earlier this morning, there were still about 2.5 million people across the state that were without power. Well, big exhibition game happening here tomorrow in downtown Pensacola. The FSU Seminoles and Auburn Tigers baseball teams squaring off at Blue Wahoo Stadium. A game years in the making, but if you don't have a ticket, unfortunately it's already sold out, Mayor D.C. Reeves says. But if you can't get inside, there is still a way to enjoy the atmosphere.
The parking lot at the Wahoo Stadium opens up at 9 a.m. They're going to have a tailgating set up there with a big screen, and that's all free. So if you want to just be down there during the atmosphere, you can do that.
And there's also going to be a flyover before the game starts at 6:35, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110, just a minor delay around the Highway 29 exit. Also, if you're going to East Milton, you're going to see a little delay there from downtown Milton. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Saturday, nice sunny skies, high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Rounding out the weekend with plenty of sunshine, high near 82 and a low near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks a lot, Brooke. 59 degrees right now in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. New Zealand's central bank has slashed its benchmark interest rate by 50 basis points after its monetary policy meeting, marking a second straight cut. The cut brings the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's interest rate to 4.75% from 5.25%. McDonald's has filed a lawsuit against Tyson Foods, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef Packing, four of the world's largest meat processors, alleging that they've been conspiring to limit beef supply since at least 2015. The conspiracy, the company said, led to higher prices on the meat they sell to McDonald's and other food providers. CNBC reports Chinese tech company Baidu's robo-taxi unit, Apollo Go, is in talks to expand to overseas markets in the near future. Regulators in parts of Beijing have allowed companies to commercially operate self-driving taxis thus far. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 126. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Let's do it.
Gentlemen, welcome to the debate. Mr. Vance, please give your opening statement.
Thank you for having me. I want to begin with something that will appeal to women voters. I understand that both the moderators tonight are mothers, and I like that.
I finally got around to watching. I mean, I actually watched it on Sunday or Monday, but finally getting around to playing some of the clips from Saturday Night Live, which the open is, again, focused on the vice presidential debate and J.D. Vance there. And, you know, I will say this. I don't think they... It's a weird thing to complain about because everybody knows, but not fair. I mean, what's the key rule of comedy? How many times have I told you? The key rule of comedy is the underlying premise of the joke has to be true. And if the underlying premise of the joke is true, then you can be funny about it. But if you have to lie to make the joke, you've lost your humor mandate, something like that, right? That's like stories from transgressors. They can be funny because they're true. I can make fun because there's truth underneath all of it, right? But when it comes to SNL and particularly J.D. Vance, typically not true. The Walz stuff, that's kind of funny.
And Governor Walz, it looks like you're already scribbling a bunch of notes. Are you preparing your answers?
Nah, I got to grade these papers. Got to stack midterms.
And Jim Gaffigan is Tim Walz. But this is what I'm talking about. They skewer Vance for something that was actually true of Walz, the refusal to answer questions directly.
We begin tonight with the topic of Israel. Senator Vance, how would you solve the ongoing crisis in the Middle East?
You know, that is such an important question, Margaret, one that deserves an answer because it's important. And it's a question that you asked of me tonight.
You're not going to answer, are you?
No, I'm not.
But see, he did answer. That's the funny thing. He would say, I'll get to that in a second. Then he would come back afterwards and say it. So it's a completely off-target criticism. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, not actually, but right, was watching in her house with her husband, Doug Emhoff.
I don't know, Dougie. I kind of wish I had picked Josh right now.
Oh, Josh Shapiro?
No, Josh. Cabernet.
Look, Tim'll be fine. It's not like he's going to say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters.
I dropped a glass.
Okay, little flub there.
Uh-huh. Minor.
We now turn to the gotcha portion of the debate. Senator Vance, you called Donald Trump America's Hitler. Do you regret that?
Well, the context matters. I meant that as a compliment.
Wow, this guy's good. He's got an answer for everything.
Thank you. That's quite kind.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay. Not sure why you two are connecting, but let's move on.
They come back to that. Of course, the best part of the night, Dana Carvey showing up as Joe Biden.
Hey, Mama, it's Joe Biden.
I can't talk right now. Tell him I'm not here.
No, like he's in the room.
Oh.
And that's Dana Carvey walking.
You're not here. I'll come back
no,
later.
No, Joe.
You're not here. I'll come back later.
You're not here. I'll come back later.
No, Joe. Come in. Have a seat. It's nice and dry.
Ah, You've been watching this guy? Come on, Walsh. What's wrong with that guy? He's crazy. Get your facts straight, Jack. You gotta hit him with a no joke. Here's the deal. Let me be clear. Anyway, guess what? And by the way...
The vacant stare.
Well, we'd like to end tonight on the topic of democracy. Senator Vance, your running mate refused to accept the results of the last election. Would you have certified the results?
You know, Nora, it's rich to say that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy when he peacefully gave over power. We said no fact-checking. And willingly, don't check that, got on his plane without incident, right after saving Obamacare. Don't check that.
That was actually fairly funny.
Well, if we're allowed to stand up here and lie, then I would like to say I actually was in Tiananmen Square. You know what? There's 10 seconds on the clock here, and I got to get some points on the board here, so I'm just going to chuck a Hail Mary. Senator, will you admit that Donald Trump lost the election?
You know, Tim, I'm focused on the future.
Boom! It's good.
Honey, we did it. We got the sound bites. What are the pollsters saying?
Well, this is a huge victory. It made no difference.
That's right. Hey, kiddo. Let me give you a little bit of a pep talk. Mm. Here's the deal.
He's got an ice cream cone in his hand.
I'm being serious right now. Come on, look at me. I'm serious right now. It's about the president. Pardon me. The vice president doesn't matter.
Well,
I mean, who the hell knows? Who the hell was Obama's VP? Nobody knows.
That was you.
You're gonna make a great president.
Hit her in the face with the ice cream cone. I'm just saying, the Dana Carvey totally makes it, all right? I mean, they're off target a couple of times, but it's actually worth watching again for a little bit. SNL tends to find its stride a little bit during presidential elections, especially when they find the right people to play certain parts, and then they often don't find the right people to play certain parts, too. 646 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. This report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. With Progressive Insurance, you can protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. You can visit progressive.com. No accidents on the big board right now to let you know about, but we are seeing some delays if you are going through Gulf Breeze headed toward the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. There's just a minor delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So if you are thinking about a career change, want to get a different kind of certification or training, or get a degree in the first place, and maybe you're not quite ready for university, or that's just really not the right path for you because of the kind of degrees they offer and the cost, Pensacola State College is a great alternative for all kinds of things. Personal enrichment courses, dual enrollment if you're a high school student. I know from personal experience, my kids went to PSC, all of them. The older two already have gone on to UWF, where they took, basically they started as half-year sophomores, a year and a half of college credit, because in high school, for free, as homeschool students, they took college courses, got great experience of in-classroom that they hadn't really had because they've been homeschooled, and they went to UWF having learned great basic coursework, getting that out of the way before they could go work on their degrees. So, I mean, my third is there now, just started. So we love PSC. Great resource. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway Shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge.
Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
By the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Tina says, "Don't talk to me like I am deaf and dumb. We've broken down and broken up so much that I am numb. Talk about, don't shout about the people we've become. There's a little girl who's crying over here." Michael says, "Don't shout at me like I was born."
They have, how many times has Cowboy Mouth come here to perform? Many, right? Many times. I've not seen them in concert, but man, that would be a great album. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the latest reported death toll from Hurricane Milton is at 14. And then yesterday, news that 500 people were rescued from a flooded apartment complex in Clearwater. North Carolina natives Luke Combs, Eric Church, and James Taylor will be performing at a concert in Charlotte for Hurricane Helene relief. Tickets are on sale now for that. That's going to happen later this month. And the San Francisco 49ers back on top of the NFC West. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns as they beat the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football.
Outstanding. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. 60 Minutes continues to be under criticism for their editing of the Kamala Harris interview that they aired on Monday, dramatically changing her answer to maybe two questions now. The allegation is that her answer to the question about Benjamin Netanyahu was also a change in addition to her word salad answer to the previous question about solving the problem in the Middle East, and, you know, calls on them to release the full transcript. Former CBS reporter was telling the New York Post that they think that an outside audit ought to be done, an independent review comparing the transcript. And, you know, so this is not necessarily just going away, not necessarily just the rantings of a former president who did, by the way, rant about this and call for the revocation of CBS's broadcast license. Mr. President, the fact that an organization is biased in its reporting does not mean they lose their FCC license. I'm sorry to say that that's not how that works. It's just like we have a real thing, and he manages to turn it into an exaggerated mistake. Like, plus, do you want the president running around declaring who ought to be revoked in their FCC? Now, you could argue that this is a, you know, campaign contribution, or, you know, there's things you could make, but his, just anyway. But back to that actual interview. We haven't had a chance to share a lot of the clips from that interview. Again, I thought Bill Whitaker actually did a really good job of pressing her by repeatedly asking things that, you know, she was not eager to answer. Repeatedly asking her about her flip-flops, which that clip has been played quite a bit on the regular news. But on immigration, you know, why didn't you solve it sooner, since what you did do in reducing the access to asylum claims worked?
You recently visited the southern border and embraced President Biden's recent crackdown on asylum seekers. And that crackdown produced an almost immediate and dramatic decrease in the number of border crossings. If that's the right answer now, why didn't your administration take those steps in 2021?
Well, you know, and what we don't know what her real answer was because the video was edited, right? But here's what they played as her answer.
First bill we proposed to Congress was to fix our broken immigration system, knowing that if you want to actually fix it, we need Congress to act. It was not taken up. Fast forward to a moment.
Okay. Then she goes on into her thing about how Trump, you know, derailed the bill this summer. And what he says, but you didn't do it earlier when you could have.
I've been covering the border for years. And so I know this is not a problem that started with your administration.
Correct.
But there was an historic flood of undocumented immigrants coming across the border the first 3 years of your administration. As a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
See, I mean, this is great questioning, right? Of course, she's not answering, but
it's a long-standing problem.
And doesn't mean you didn't make it worse.
Solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay?
But the numbers did quadruple.
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half. We
have
cut the flow of fentanyl by half. But we need Congress to be able to act to actually fix the problem.
This is such a great, great press by Bill Whitaker. They made it four times as bad, and then they celebrate that they cut the four times down to two times because they cut it in half. By acting too late, by doing the wrong thing in the run-up for an election year. It's just the same thing on the debt. And the deficit. We cut the deficit from what you made it, you know, from massive historical, huge COVID era budget deficits. You cut it from that. That doesn't count. You don't get to claim that as a win. Anyway, she did answer the gun question, though, and we'll come back with that in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Just seeing some slowdowns right now if you're on I-10 eastbound headed toward the Highway 29 exit. Right through that construction zone. Just a minor delay there. Other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, I do want to give him credit, too, because he pressed her on the, how are you going to pay for all this stuff? And she kept saying, well, you know, everybody knows it has to be done. Yeah, how are you going to get that done in Congress? Well, you know, my magic wand will be fine. Just even with the editing, even with the problems, this was actually a very good interview. The problem isn't that she was bad. The problem is we don't know how bad she was. We got to figure if this is the best they could make her look. How bad was the actual raw interview? We don't even know. But I'm glad that at the end, Bill Whitaker asked her, it's a softball question, but it's a question I had wanted asked that nobody else had asked.
You recently surprised people when you said that you are a gun owner. And then if someone came into your
house...
That
was not the first time I've talked about it. That's not the first time I've talked about it.
So what kind of gun do you own, and when and why did you get it?
I have a Glock, and I've had it for quite some time. And, I mean, look, Bill, my background is in law enforcement. And so there you go.
Have you ever fired it?
Yes. Of course I have. At a shooting range? Yes, of course I have.
John, you hang around gun people.
Yes.
Even though the label shooting range is technically correct, you know, Pensacola indoor shooting range, it's a, mm-hmm. Do people really call it that normally? Don't you normally call it the gun range?
Right.
If you actually use it? I don't think I have ever heard a person say, I'm going to the shooting range now to practice firing my Glock.
I've never heard that
so
before.
Here's my guess, okay? I don't think she's lying. I think she probably owns a Glock. I would have liked her to show a little bit more familiarity. You know, I have a Glock 9mm. I've got a 40 or whatever. Or, you know, tell me what model. It's a 17. It's a 19.
Yeah,
it's a 43.
If you own one,
you typically
know exactly.
Say the model. Right. Here's my suspicion. I'm betting that she bought a Glock like 30 years ago, maybe for Y2K, and she took it to the shooting range and fired a couple of rounds, 50 bucks, and they should not touch it since. That's my guess.
You're listening to...